Our first guest has a proprietary product that will complement your product line.
That's right. Salt water or brine, as you guys know, is very common in a lot of applications. We'll get into some of it. And our first guest is with a company called Brine Maker, and we're going to tell you how you can purchase these and complement it to your tanks. It's good for polyprocessing because it pulls a tank out of our factory, but it also really gives you an opportunity to have another storage vessel and to build some other tank products around it. So it's something you'll want to be aware of that you can kind of use when you run into it. And we're going to tell you the how and the why, and here's a couple little notes for you. Let's get going with our next guest.
Well, next we have Steve Ireland, who's with Corrosion Products, Brine Maker, and Tank Specialties. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. It's good to be with you guys. Appreciate the opportunity.
Good to be with you. We got Randy and Steve. Just a quick question. How long have you been with Corrosion and then as the owner of Corrosion? Maybe 40 years?
I have been with Corrosion Products for 42 years and the owner for 37 years.
Okay. I was pretty close there.
Yeah, Corrosion goes back to one of our like three original reps. So always good to be with you, Steve.
Thank you. This is our 50th year as a representative and distributor for polyprocessing. Polycal Plastics originally, but polyprocessing. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Awesome. There's some history there. You know, so the thing we have Steve on today to tell everybody about a little bit is something that everybody may not be quite familiar with. It's another business that Steve has. It's called Brine Maker. And not everybody may even know what a brine maker is, Steve. Can you tell us really in a sentence or so a little bit about what that is and what you manufacture?
Sure. A brine maker is a vessel that has been accessorized to accept pneumatically offloaded deliveries of salt, typically 25 tons, 50,000 pounds. And we provide a level maintenance system as standard that maintains a liquid level sufficient to supply brine to whatever their process may be. So you convert salt and water into saturated brine at a given rate. And that rate is dependent on a couple of things. One is the diameter of the vessel, and two is the type of salt that's being used. And the range of conversion ranges from a quarter gallon per minute to half a gallon per minute per square foot of the surface area of the vessel. So the first thing we look at is the diameter of the tank, and then we look at the type of salt, and then we can advise the consulting engineer or the end user on what kind of production they can expect to achieve with that particular briner.
Excellent. So this stores the brine water as well as makes it?
It does. A lot of times an intermediate tank is incorporated into the system because they may have a large need for brine, but the vessel itself, the brine maker itself, may not be large enough to satisfy both the immediate requirement, the immediate call for brine, and produce brine as well. But the briner is converting all the time, as long as there's sufficient salt and water in the vessel. You have to give it adequate amount of time. So generally speaking, yes, a briner can also store the brine that's necessary, but when the demand is large, the brine maker is sized to be able to produce the brine, but it may not be able to also store that brine. So it's moved out at a given rate to a secondary tank, storage tank.
Right. So I think one of the things we want to make our rep network aware of is that this is something that they could order from you. Not only does it solve a kind of a need that they might run into at the plants, but it may even have a need for an additional storage tank, right, for the brine water to
That's
go
correct.
With it.
That's correct.
So may get a couple applications out of one. And so I guess, Steve, if we were to tell our rep network, what kind of applications would they typically find a brine maker in so they could have their eyes open as an opportunity to request one and maybe get an extra storage vessel out of it at the same time?
The best markets to address are food processing, water softening, water and wastewater treatment. in food processing. Salt is used in thousands of different applications, and the food processing industry has discovered that brine is a much easier method to get salt into their processes, into their recipes, if you will. And that's whether it's nut processing, pickling, brining, a lot of applications in the food industry.
Yeah, one of the big ones that we've seen up here, at least at Hillmar Cheese, is the cheese companies using brine. One of their challenges, obviously, is when they get done with the brine, the excess, what do they do with it? You know, it's a lot of times it goes in the ground, that becomes an issue, so they have to treat it. But I've seen your brine makers at the Hillmar cheese plant up here, which is just south of Sacramento, several of them there for their, you know.
Central Valley's been very good to us.
Yeah.
Right. Even on-site generation, is that an application as well?
Oh, absolutely. That's a very big application for us. Good point. That comes into the water treatment side of things where...
a lot of our reps could take advantage of that.
Absolutely. They're calling on the right people. And then they're probably also calling on the OEMs. So we were able to get in there and give them a proven product. We innovated the polyethylene tanks used as briners. And it's a matter of properly accessorizing the briner and having... We have all of the unique features of a briner. We maintain inventory at our facility in Signal Hill, California, where all of these things are shipped to the job site and go on to the connections that polyprocessing is already installed onto the tanks. And there are some standalone accessories, the dust capture system. Salt dust, as you can imagine, is very corrosive to anything ferrous. So if you're not properly capturing dust, number one, you can have dust within the area. Things go ugly fast. Number two, you have to capture it in such a way that you don't create a back pressure on the storage tank. So there's a maintenance aspect to the dust bags. There's pressure relief. And there's also we have what we refer to as a vacuum prevention system. It's patent pending at the moment. Very simple, very straightforward, no added cost, quite frankly. But we're just taking an extra step towards the safety of the operation of the equipment and to provide for a longer service life. And so while it's not rocket science, doing the things correctly is very, very important. And we began focusing on briners after for years we had supplied briners. And we were learning along the way. We were, observing and seeing things in the field that worked and seeing things that didn't work. And we've adapted. Every single feature of our briner is specialized, has a special, unique design for the briners. The former technical manager for Morton Salt referred to us as the innovators of the industry. And so we proudly post that on our website as well.
Right. And Steve, would you be able to mention just a couple things that are, if we were to sell the brine maker, like kind of pre-sell it a little bit up front of working with you, the average rep, what are a couple distinguishing or differentiating kind of value points maybe about the brine maker that they could kind of get the customer a little interested before we follow up with you on an official quote?
Well, the pressure relief is a device that we developed in-house that provides not only a pressure relief capability, but also it also serves as an inspection port, so that when an operator needs to look inside the briner, they can go up the ladder, and our ladders, generally speaking, include what we refer to as an operator safety deck. It's got handrails. It's a 24 by 24 deck where they can stand alongside the tank, not on top. They don't need to go on top of the tank. So they're hands free and they're able to open the pressure relief and use it as an inspection port, an 8-inch inspection port into the tank. And with that, we provide a separate dust bag that captures any salt dust that may be emitted when that pressure relief bursts. and it's set at a very, very low pressure. And we want it to burst so that we're not putting any excessive pressure on the tank itself. That's one of the features that was unique. And like with all of the special features, I went to Jim Barron of Morton Salt and Jim, this is what we're thinking. And he's the one that actually urged us to develop and incorporate a pressure relief as a standard feature. And we moved forward with that very quickly with Jim and got his blessings on our design and the fact that we capture the dust when we do it. So we've applied the keep it simple philosophy to the design of most of these components. And another one is our vacuum relief. And I won't go into a lot of detail except to say that nothing special is required of our customers, of the delivery drivers, from an inspection or maintenance perspective. It's all right there to take care of the issue. And that's also very important because reliance on the dust bag to provide the makeup air when brine is being pumped out is not a reliable method. Even vacuum relief devices are not particularly effective because in the environment of a briner where you've got salt being pneumatically loaded, they can be damaged, they can be plugged by the salt dust. A lot of things can go wrong. Not only that, you have to go to the top of the tank to inspect that vacuum relief device. So ours is at grade level. It's automatically removed during the salt loading process without any extra effort. We have labels that go along with it to make sure things are done correctly.
Steve, I know that people can go to your website, brinemaker.com, and yeah, they can also get in touch with you for more help through a contact form there, right?
That's correct.
I want to just mention to people, I found myself something on there pretty useful, which was a document called Brinemaker 101, and it kind of gives you a lot of the basics. But Steve, you can help out any of our reps that want to sell one of these Brinemakers just by going to the website. And is that the best way to contact you?
It's a very good way because you can give me the information that I need to get things rolling for you. And a project manager will be assigned if we move forward with supply of a briner. But during the initial phases, the proper sizing, which is so critical, and we gather the information necessary. And the website, the form, there's kind of a basics of it. But I will always reach out, nail down the specifics if they're known. A lot of times they're not known, so it's a process. A lot of times we'll be in the very beginning with an engineer and they may not know the brine requirements, the actual brine requirements. So we'll refine it as we move through the process. But you know, we'll arrive at a starting point. A lot of times that starting point is the most logical size for a bulk briner based on what they do know. And that's our 3510 unit. And you know, Pauly makes some outstanding options for that capacity, you know, giving us flexibility on both footprint size and height limitations. And so with the broad range of tooling that Pauly Processing has, for us as a brine maker supplier, it gives us options to meet a broad range of needs. And it's not just typical of the 35 ton, it's throughout our range of products. It's Pauly has just been an absolute pleasure to work with, and I give a shout out to our CSR, Christina Archuleta, who's just been such a wonderful part of the team.
Well, fantastic. Yeah, we look forward to you know, letting others know about this product. It still pulls the tank out of our factory often. Absolutely. And they can basically get in touch with you at Brine Maker to go further and complement their tank package. So thanks for being on with us and sharing all this today, Steve.
My pleasure. Appreciate the opportunity. Great seeing you guys.